Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Whip Show, aka the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. I know I said that backwards, but I'm testing y'all this week. This is episode 4. This is the week going into Vengeance Day. And this week, I had to go home with it. I had to get my boy. I had to go back to the original camp days, the Camp Najee days. I had to get my boy T-Jax on the show. T-Jax, what's up? Reporting live from Detroit right now.
What's going on? Brother? Well, good, brother, man. Straight out of Detroit, man. You already know what it is. I'm out here chilling, you know what I'm saying? And we got to talk some stuff about NXT, Vengeance, and maybe some of that Royal Rumble. So you called the right guy. And as always, man, let's get it.
Hell yeah, T-Jax. Yo, so we go way back, bro, like 10, 12 years, different stuff like that.
About
bro.
12 years, I'm thinking,
Crazy. It's crazy. We used to sit at these campfires with these kids, yo, and like, just shoot it. Shoot the shit, just like, talk
all
wrestling
day.
All the time.
All day, you already know.
It's awesome. Bro, so yeah, you have a YouTube channel. You want to tell us anything about your YouTube channel and, you know, what it's about and what you do?
Yeah, for sure, dude. I have a YouTube channel. It's called T-Jax, T-J-A-C-K-S, based out of Detroit. And my channel is all about thrifting. You guys see right behind me, got some vintage t-shirts right behind me. And I'm always on the hunt for VHS and a lot of video games. If you guys like retro thrifting, you guys like retro hunting, check me out in the comments below. It's your boy T-Jax all around Detroit. And I do go to other states as well. I've been thrifting out in Vegas, Denver, and Colorado, Denver area as well. So yeah, if you guys are on the hunt for anything nostalgic, take a look on my channel. It's your boy T-Jax. So yeah, let's get it.
Yes, yes, yes. Please make sure you check out that page. Please do. Also, make sure you check out the Whip Show, too. It's really good stuff, man. They talk great content. They cook.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. So this week, January 30th episode at NXT. It's the last NXT before Vengeance Day, which is this Sunday, PLE on Peacock. I'm excited for it. We kick off with the last semifinal match of the Dusty Cup Classic with LWO versus Trick and Mello. Trick Mello gang. Basically, if Trick and Mello win this, Trick will be in two matches that night because they'll have to face Brown Breaker and Baron Corbin. And then Trick will have to face Ilya for the title in the same exact night. This match was awesome. It lived up to the hype. A lot of great spots, like exactly what you would expect from two amazing tag teams, amazing factions. But Trick and Mello still on the same page, which I'm happy to see, took home the W, which means that he's gonna pull a double whammy. And ironically, he has to do the same exact thing that night because he has to come out to basically cap the show off and talk to Ilya about it. But Tyler, I gotta ask you, what do you think about the rumors going around about Mello getting ready to hit the main roster way sooner than we think?
I can honestly see it. The way he performed in Royal Rumble over the weekend really showed that for me, if I'm being honest with you. The way he's been able to step up a lot in the NXT field, I love to see his leadership style more than anything. And just the way he's able to just soar in the air and just that call and response from the crowd has just been outstanding. I feel like that projection has been looking really good the last couple of months for him more than anything.
Yeah, bro, that man's hang time is out of his world.
Right, exactly.
He floats, bro. That man floats. So, next question I got for you about that one is, do you feel that, like, the way Trick's been getting pushed and the fact that he's doing multiple appearances a night, you think he's ready to, like, really hold down NXT for at least, I'll say, maybe a year before they pull him up, if not sooner?
I can see him doing it sooner than a year. I'm going with hopefully 6 months. It depends what happens this weekend. This weekend's a real game changer for him. For that projection, because I noticed as of lately, he's been trending in a real positive way more than anything. I love seeing those kicks he's been doing, making them tap out really quickly, very explosive on the mat. So I'm truly thinking, hopefully, middle of 2024, let's say like maybe around WrestleMania time, let's see what happens. But I'm thinking, I'm going for him, definitely.
Yeah, I think that around WrestleMania time is when they'll try to push for that Trick versus Mello fight that they keep being really sneaky about.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to the second one. Second match was Roxanne Perez versus Paxley. Paxley's a little creepy self. I love it. I'm always yelling, let's get weird to her at the show. Me and my boy, I know. So a lot of people know the backstory, which is Perez is getting ready to go against Lyra at Vengeance Day this weekend for the title. Okay. And Paxley's basically been like her Mickey James to Trish Stratus. Kind of stalker, I want you to be the champion forever thing. And this match basically went how we thought. Roxanne ends up walking away with the W. Roxanne starts to focus on Lyra a little bit. And as soon as she does that, Paxley tries to attack her, and then Roxanne just beats the brakes off of her. And surprisingly, Lyra comes to the rescue. So we'll see if anything on social media interesting happens before this Sunday's matchup. But we'll talk about our predictions and that a little later once we get through this. This third match made me upset because I felt like it should have been on Sunday's card. And then that's that Lola Vice Electra Lopez fight. Okay. It was dirty. They did him dirty. I mean, it was short-lived, but it was high-paced, and I feel like you could definitely feel that rivalry deserved more time in the ring because they're both very, very talented and very good at what they do. But yeah, one kick to the face, and Electra Lopez is down. Done-zo. So it's just a matter of time before I feel like Lola's going to cash in, regardless of who is against. She's going to probably have that title. And either if it is Roxanne will probably get called up and it'll end up being in her hands that way. Or she'll just end up kicking somebody in the face.
You never know, right? You never know.
You never know. All right. So I got some questions for you on this next match. We're going to move into match number four. Ridge Holland versus Lexus King. It's another match that kind of plays on the fact that Ridge Holland is injuring everybody and he has nobody to help him or nobody has his back. Do you think that that's something that's getting like overplayed with his story, or do you think that it's good for him to build his character back up into somebody different?
I think it's good for that character build up. Definitely. We need that evil heel coming on up. Definitely need somebody else as well, part of the NXT family. I love the way Lexus King came out of that match, though, right? The way he was very successful, just the way he's explosive, just like his daddy is, right? So just seeing all that type of explosiveness was really good to see out of him. Especially he had a little dip early on in a couple of years, but now seeing him come back up and seeing that positivity from him, it was good to see. But to answer your question, yes, I feel like giving him that heel look, it was really good for that guy. For dang.
Yeah, and I know you're an attitude era guy. I know that's where a lot of your love is at. So that's second question. You kind of answered a little bit there, but what do you think about Lexus King? I'm a big fan of him personally, but I'm curious to think about, like, how do you feel about him?
Yeah, I think at first I didn't like his image at first. I'll be honest with you, the way he first came out. I love his rebranding right now. I love the way he's coming out. I feel like he's more confident. He's gotten a lot bigger. You could tell he hit the gym a lot more recently. I feel like his head is more in it now than it was before. So I want to see his confidence build up to hopefully get into SmackDown. We will see. But I think he's in the right spot for right now in NXT. Give him a couple more months in that business so he can develop more mic skills. But more than anything, I think what he's been doing it's been looking good in my opinion.
Me too. I think he's got the look. Yeah, I think he's got the attitude for it. And he's got the history behind his name that he chose not to use. Like, I think that's something sick, like, down the line. I can't wait. But anyways, in this match, Gallus eventually comes out because they seem to be the ones proving the fact that Ridge doesn't have anybody. They come out. They interfere. Lexus takes a win. They do a concerto on Ridge's foot, which I'm not sure if I've ever seen that.
It was crazy.
But, so we'll see if Ridge is all right. Hope he's not hurt. If anything, they'll play that more into the story. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about promos, but I'm just laughing at the fact that JC came out and literally saved Chase U. There was a person who was so invested in the crowd to where he was crying. I'm not gonna say no names, but he was like heartbroken. That tore that man's whole life apart. The Chase U was about to be over with, but they found the thirstiest way to save it, and you could tell all the thirsty people in the crowd were very happy about it. But moving on. This part, I have to tell like a little bit of a story for this next match, which is Fallon Henley with Ren Sinclair against Ariana Grace. Okay, Ren Sinclair might be low-key the funniest person in that locker room, and I had no idea until this week where they had her come out like with Fallon. If you watch that footage, you can see me and my friends in the background dying laughing the whole match. And like, she kept turning around and just... I don't know how she made her eyes that big, but she was like, Like, bro, like every 15 to 20 seconds, and, like, people were cussing in the crowd, and every time they swore, she'd be like, oh my god, like,
what's happening, like, dude? That's hilarious.
You know, she was funny stuff, and, like, we already know she was great in the ring from, like, her past, so, like, the fact that she can bring that character out of her too was awesome. But back to the match, Ariana Grace didn't stand a chance. She really didn't. Fallon's offense was really good. It goes to show you how they've been building her up since she's been doing her solo thing without Briggs. And then, but Metaphor comes out, interferes. I like Metaphor. I like them a lot. Those two girls, they're about to be awesome once they hit the main roster. Jakara and Lash interfere. She Henley eats a big boot from Lash. Next thing you know, Grace gets to 1, 2, 3. And it's crazy because I'm thinking about it. Grace has been kind of winning the last couple weeks. And
yeah,
I'm noticing something here that they might really be trying to push these, like, small legacy superstars a little bit more now that Ava's the general manager. So maybe
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's why Alexis is getting wins.
As well. That's good to hear. Okay, that's good. Because I noticed when it happened to Ava, I love how William Regal was like, hey, it's on your shoulders right now. It's all on you. We need you to step up right now. And to see her have that confidence in her face, like, you know what? I think it is time for me to step up. You know what? I think I can lead this NXT as much as I can. So I'm ready for her to see what she could do this whole entire year, more than anything.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting, especially just seeing how much power the Bloodline actually has now, if you want to think internally. All right, so last match of the night was for the Heritage Cup. It was Noam Dar versus Von Wagner. Noam Dar won it. 2-0 was the count, and it happened pretty quick. And I think that's because they knew they had to get to that Trick Williams and Ilya spot. But Noam picks up the first one from a distraction by Oral Mensa. And I laugh because the crowd was on this man's head, his pink hair head. They were on him during the commercial break, and he was hot. You know, like,
that is hilarious.
So he had to come and snap back into character quick because somebody was really getting in that man's mind. But I love it, brother. We got to try to get you out here for a show sometime, bro. Like,
no, seriously, bro. Dude. I would love that. I always go out to the shows in Detroit, but I want to go out in that area because I know it's popping out there. I know it's
popping. The atmosphere is wild, bro. You'll be in
tears. When I see you on TV, tears are down my face. I'm like, oh, look at that. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's get it, dude. Like, every week, every time I see you, I'm like, dude, love to see that representation. So, yeah, dude.
Yes. Too tense, baby. Too tense. They don't know nothing
about it. He already knows. He already told me about it, man. Huh? Get it, bro. He already knows.
Back the second fall, Noam Dar, he sent Wagner into the steel post and then rolled him up. Mm-hmm. Simple. We have to do a 3 count, 1, 2, 3. I have just one question for you on this one, and then we're going to go into the last little segment of this episode. So who on the main roster would you like to see other than the obvious, which would be a Bianca Belair going against Lash Legend once she hits the main roster?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like Bianca's way too easy of an answer. That's why I had to take that one.
Bianca is. Do I dare say Jade? Do I dare say Jade?
I don't only think because bad.
I'm only saying that because what happened this past weekend was amazing. That pop was wow. So I just think that like my hairs and my beard were standing up, I swear. So I feel like that lift as you climb aspect to take her up to that next level. I think Jade, because I think the crowd is already behind her. When we saw Jade and Bianca Belair standing like this in front of each other.
That's money, bro.
Heart drop.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
It was incredible. Like, just sitting there, like, I was on my feet. My jaw was on the ground. I looked down and was just like, yo, like, I don't think you understand what we're looking at. And, like, the thing is, we're not even going to get this for a long time. Like, I hope we don't get it for a long time. I hope they, milk that one until the very, like, WrestleMania 42 or something. Like,
thank you. Give me something, please.
Yes,
I agree, bro. All right.
So for this last part, before I let you, kind of let everybody else, get them links and get the different things to do to subscribe to, your page and whatnot, we're going to go through the match card for Vengeance Day, and we're going to do some predictions. All right?
Okay.
So we're going to start off with the Family versus OTM. This is going to be that mixed tag match because Adriana Rizzo is going to be with the Family and Miss Parker is going to be with OTN. So who do you got winning that one? My personal pick, I think OTM is going to surprise a lot of people and win it just because they picked up Miss Parker. That's my pick.
Yeah, OTM for sure, dude. Yeah, it just sounds right. That's a good. Is that the first match? That sounds like a good first match to draw in the crowd. OTM all day, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah. Also, I'm not sure if this is the order of the match card for the night, but like I just kind of put it in this order. And then let's see. Next we have my man Obafemi versus my other man Dragon Lee. I love them both. Who do you? I'm gonna start you off with this one. Who do you have?
Dragon Lee, bro. The only reason I'm saying Dragon Lee over the summer, I go to this event called Taco Fest, and they have Lucha Libre wrestling. There's a guy who looks just like Dragon Lee, wrestles similar, Dragon Lee all the way.
All right. As much as I don't want to go against my guy Dragon Lee, I'm gonna have to say Oba, bro. Like I want them to push that man to the stars. I want that Oba. Omos either tag team or fight. I want it to happen.
That would be insane. So bad. Oh, that would be crazy.
Like imagine if Omos just shows back up on NXT, because where the hell has he been other than the Royal Rumble?
Dude, he's been hiding since summer. I don't know.
Yep. All right, moving on. We got Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker versus Trick Mello Gang for the Tag Team Classic Finals. Wow. Who do you think is gonna win it? Who do you think?
Okay. I was honestly, bro, I was having a feeling you were going to ask me this type of question, okay? I was really thinking hard on this one, okay? I have some factors into why I feel one way over the other. I want to go Trick and Carmelo, okay? You already know. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That's my reason
February,
why.
Baby.
But we got to put in the factor that this last week in a Royal Rumble, when it came to Bron Breakker, he was smacking him when it came to that spear. And he was getting him out. I think that push for him in NXT is looking very, very good. So that match, I feel like they're going to have Bron Breakker knocking him out, and then it's going to be a good knee from Trick, and then I'm going to whoop that Trick. That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know. We will see.
I'm right there with you. I got Trick Mello Gang winning it too. I think they're about to push him to the stars, yo. Like, truthfully, this is the Trick Williams show now. It's Trick. Mello's about to get pushed on SmackDown, I'm assuming. I know Bron's on his way to SmackDown. It's game over. Like, if the Rumble wouldn't have gone as well as it did for Bron, I think it might have been Baron and Bron, but the way it was just too good for him. So, yep, Trick Mello Gang, baby. Cross the board. All right, now we got one that was announced actually this week, which I thought was hilarious. The way that was announced, it was a little drawn out, but it was funny. We got Dijak versus Joe Gacy in that notice qualification match. My pick's Joe Gacy. I think they've been holding off on him really wrestling. Yeah. He's just been a TV face for a while. So for him to do all of that and lose, I think it would be strange for me.
That makes
so
sense. I'll go Joe then too. That makes a lot of sense. You're not going to push somebody, put them on the TV, be a good promo spokes guy for no reason. So yeah, Joe all the way.
Yeah, bet. All right. So now we got for the women's NXT championship, we got Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. Who do you got taking home the gold at Vengeance Day?
Let's go Roxanne Perez. Forget about it. I'm going Roxanne, man. I want to see something happen. I think that she has it in her. Let's see what we could do. I don't know. I'm going Roxanne.
Yep. I think this my prediction is that Roxanne wins it. Roxanne keeps the title almost the same way that Indy Hartwell did up until the draft. Okay. And then somebody drafts Roxanne. And so then, boom, the NXT title's back up for grabs. That's the way I see it going in the long run. I just think that they really want to like give Roxanne one more run before she's out of there.
I can see that. And I hope that they give that to her.
Oh, yeah. And now, the final question, the main event. I feel like I already know the answer. Ilya Dragunov versus Trick. Whoop that Trick Williams for the NXT championship. Here we go.
I want everybody to come in close to the camera and say it with me. Whoop that Trick. What? Whoop that Trick. What?
Oh,
whoop
yeah.
That Trick. Trick all day. Let's do it. Come on. Now it's Trick all day, homie.
Yep. Whoop that Trick. You already know it. You heard it here first. That is both of our predictions. We want to know your predictions. If you comment, if you don't, sweet. We would still like to hear them. Amazing. Well, thank you Tyler, so much for jumping on here, T-Jax. It's been amazing. It's been a great time talking, catching up, bro. We got to get you down here to Orlando so we can all just get that team back together and pull up to NXT, man. It'd be great. Man, but before we head out, plug in your stuff one more time, man, so they know where to find you.
And yeah, guys, already know who it is, man. It's your boy T-Jax. Check me out on YouTube at T-J-A-C-K-S. T-Jax, I'm all about that nostalgia hunting. You guys like VHS, video games, old school clothes. That's all I'm about on YouTube and on Twitter and Instagram at T-Jax _. Look me up. Let's get it.
Yes. So that's it for this week. Episode 4 of NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. It's been amazing. I'll catch y'all next week. Thank you again, Tyler. It's been real. Jeez. We out of here.